The News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 68 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump is in a Manhattan courtroom where jury selection is beginning in his historic hush money trial. The defense is still trying to get the case moved out of New York City.
A lot of the process stuff, we're starting to get into the actual motions here. The judge already saying that, you know, he's keeping the case. We're going ahead here, folks, but thanks for trying. They're also getting into the beginning portions of what they're going to look for as asymmetry with the jury. Again, just going through the motions.
ABC's John Santucci. Israel's war cabinet met again today as it considers a response to the hundreds of missiles and drones that Iran launched over the weekend. The clock is ticking on last-minute income tax filers. The deadline in most states, whether you file old school with paper or you e-file, is midnight tonight. But if you live in Massachusetts or Maine, you have until Wednesday because it's Patriots Day, and that is a holiday in both states. This is ABC News. A big day ahead for women's basketball with the WNBA draft tonight. And barely a week after they faced off in the national championship, Iowa's Caitlin Clark and South Carolina's Camilla Cardoso are expected to go early.
Another top contender in tonight's draft, Angel Reese. Despite the LSU forward stardom, analysts do not expect her to be chosen in the top five due to worries about whether she can be effective in the pros. What is for certain, these players are driving historic interest in women's hoops. The national title game scored bigger TV ratings than the men's. And tonight's draft will be the first in nearly a decade with a live audience.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. 5 years ago, a fire nearly destroyed the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The roof burst into flames, a fire engulfing the spire and the main bell towers. The cause has still not officially been determined. But today, 5 years later, the cathedral is nearly restored at a cost of nearly $600 million. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Do you want one place where you can get all your signage needs taken care of along with getting trophies, promotional products, plaques, and awards? Then you need to stop at Greeley Signs and Graphics at 1209 Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley. They can take care of your banner, electronic sign, vinyl graphics, and electronic message center needs too. Fully insured and providing three generations of quality and customer satisfaction. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Basket Belt and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Basket Belt, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for sunny with a few scattered clouds late, warmer than normal with a high of 72. Tonight, increasing clouds turning breezy with a low of 44 and east winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy and windy with scattered rain becoming widespread by afternoon. Thunderstorms also possible with a high of 62. In Richland Center, it is a sunny 68 degrees after a low this morning of 41.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's Spring Shredding event will be held this Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday, April 20th. From 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It is 68 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A search for a missing man in Vernon County Saturday ended happily. Mark Bartline, 74, of rural Yuba, went for a routine walk along Pine Avenue Saturday afternoon around 12:30, but did not return home. A silver alert was sent out around 2:30 Saturday for Bartline, who suffers from dementia, Parkinson's, and has a history of seizures. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, including the K-9 unit program, and Yuba Fire Department began searching the area. Aerial drone support was also used from the City of Hillsborough Police Department and the Lafarge Fire Department. Around 6:15, Mark Bartline had been located and was tended to by first responders on scene. No one was injured in a home fire Sunday. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to the fire on Cole Lane last night around 8. Fire crews were able to contain the fire to the lower section of the trailer with minimum damage. 6 units and 33 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, and Alliant Energy. Fire danger remains high in Wisconsin. Over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to stay vigilant and avoid all outdoor burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. 35 fires on Saturday burned approximately 300 acres, the single most active wildfire day so far this year. Several fires had potential for large fire growth in northwestern Wisconsin on windy, dry days. Embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily get out of control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. Again, the DNR is asking everyone to avoid all burning until conditions improve. Dairy milk remains safe despite avian influenza being detected in some herds. Adam Brock is with DADCAP's Bureau of Food Safety, said there's a very low risk of anybody contracting avian influenza from their milk supply. Brock said milk from infected herds isn't getting to grocery coolers. Even if it did end up in the milk supply, for some reason, pasteurization is proven to kill both bacteria and viruses. H5N1 bird flu has been identified in at least a dozen dairy herds across 6 states. Most health experts believe the risk of humans contracting avian influenza from cattle remains low, at least for now. A Richland County recount for board supervisor in District 8 was completed Friday, With the same outcome, incumbent Gary Manning defeated challenger Cheryl Dull. However, there was a change in the number. During the recount, it was determined that Dull received two less votes than were reported on election night. After the recount, it was determined that Manning defeated Dull 90-87. Due to state statute, no one will be seated to represent the 8th District when the Richland County Board holds its reorganization meeting tomorrow night. State statute states that there is a 5-day window from the time of a recount to request a recount through the court system. There is also no provision for someone to concede. By statute, the seat will remain vacant until 5, Friday, April 19th. In the write-in elections in District 7, Elaine Hendricks was elected with 5 votes. District 9, Mark Gill was elected with 10 votes. District 12, Craig Woodhouse was elected with 4 votes. And in District 20, Robert Brookins was elected with 7 votes. Newly elected Richland County Board members will be sworn into office at the reorganizational meeting tomorrow night, except for District 8. A new study that shows climate change may be linked to more than 500,000 stroke deaths worldwide. Researchers from China looked at 3 decades of data on temperatures and strokes from more than 200 countries and territories. They found that the number of stroke-related deaths and disabilities were caused by extreme temperatures, and the number of those deaths has been increasing since 1990. The researchers even found that more than 500,000 deaths in 2019 may have been linked to temperature changes, which is blamed on climate change as well. The study's authors say men had more strokes related to extreme temperatures than women, but it affected people across all age groups. Outdoor activities not only boost your mood, but also calm stress levels. Experts suggest a family picnic, bike ride, or a walk in nature. They say by being present in the moment, you are practicing what's called mindfulness. Studies have shown that spending just 15 minutes outside can reduce your cortisol level, the stress hormone in the body, and boost the serotonin and dopamine level, which are the feel-good chemicals in the brain. In essence, nature is a natural stress buster. Going for a walk is also exercise, improving your blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Plus, exposure to the sun gives you vitamin D. The average gas prices fell 1.9 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.36 per gallon. This is 6 cents higher than a month ago, but over 18 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said conflicts between Iran and Israel are likely to de-escalate going forward. However, if Israel responds with further attacks, that could push oil prices higher. Other factors are influencing prices as refineries in the U.S. make the leap to summer gasoline. The national average could continue to climb this week. A woman was arrested on OWI charges after crashing her car into her house. Early yesterday morning at approximately 2:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a 2-vehicle crash on Broadway Street in the city of Boscobel. It was reported a vehicle crashed into the caller's car that was parked in the driveway of the duplex by her neighbor. The driver of the vehicle, Patricia Smith, 59 of Boscobel, crashed into the caller's vehicle, drove through her own closed garage door, and into her living room of the duplex. Smith was transported to Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital for a legal blood draw and then to the Grant County Jail, where she was turned over to jail staff. Patricia Smith was arrested for OWI, first offense. A traffic stop leads to a drug arrest. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle Friday night around 7:30 in Eagle Township for an illegible license plate. During the stop, K-9 Aaron was deployed for an exterior vehicle sniff and alerted to the presence of a narcotic odor. A search was conducted of the vehicle and 6.2 grams of methamphetamine, THC dab, and several items of drug paraphernalia were found. The driver of the vehicle, Nicole Sandmeyer, 33 of Muscadet, was taken into custody on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of THC, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A 33-year-old man has been charged in the slaying of a woman whose leg was found on the beach of a lakefront park near Milwaukee. A A criminal complaint filed Friday in Milwaukee County Circuit Court charges Maxwell Anderson with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating corpse, and arson in the death of Sadie Robinson. Anderson of Milwaukee was arrested April 4th, 2 days after police say the leg was found by a passerby down a bluff at Warnemont Park along Lake Michigan in Cudahy. Robinson had been reported missing April 2nd by a friend. Additional human remains were found April 5th and 6th. Police say those remains have not positively been identified as belonging to Robinson. A 54-year-old Minnesota man has been convicted in the slaying of a 17-year-old high school student and stabbing of four other people who were tubing on a western Wisconsin river. Minnesota Public Radio reports that a Wisconsin Circuit Court jury Thursday found Nicolay Mew guilty of first-degree reckless homicide, four counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and one count of battery. Isaac Schumann was stabbed to death in 2022. Investigators said in court documents that Mew attacked the group after people accused him of approaching children in the water. Mew told investigators that he acted in self-defense. Comments from a Dane County board supervisor raised some eyebrows. Madison 365 first reported that Supervisor Jeff Wagon was the sole no vote earlier this month as the board voted to approve a $231,000 grant to nonprofit Porchlight for its emergency men's shelter. Wagon said he doesn't oppose offering temporary shelter, but that the county should be investing an equal amount or putting an equal amount of energy towards finding solutions towards the root cause. Supervisor Anthony Gray said that sounded reasonable, but asked Wagon what root cause was he referring to. Wagon responded that sin is the root of cause of homelessness and other challenges, such as mental health and greed. Wagon didn't elaborate on how the county board might address sin. Supervisor Heidi Weckleitner said homelessness in Dane County is due to the nationwide housing shortage and a lack of affordable, accessible housing. It's a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. Get rid of items you no longer need at the Ithaca Lions Consignment Auction. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
WRCO News Time is 12:19. It's up to 69 degrees in Richland Center. The Ithaca Lions Club is again gearing up for its annual consignment auction at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction help the club with their community service goals. Dean Reinhardt is president of the Ithaca Lions.
The date of the auction is Sunday, April 28th. You can bring stuff in on Friday from 8 to 5. Before that, or Saturday 8 to 5. We will take stuff Sunday morning. We would rather not because things get kind of hectic. And if you're in a bind, if you're busy Friday and Saturday, if you want to bring stuff in like on a Wednesday or Thursday, give one of us a call and we'll make arrangements to meet you at the fairgrounds and help you unload and get you booked in and stuff.
Donations and consignment items are now being accepted.
You can call us right now. We'll take stuff in. We'll take consignments now. If you want it advertised, you know, if you have something big or really nice, if you want it advertised, April 17th is our deadline for getting it in the ad. Okay. Take stuff right up to the auction, day of the auction. But if you want it advertised, we're asking that you let us know before April 17th.
A variety of items are accepted, including tractors, agricultural equipment, lawn and garden, recreation equipment, boats, ATVs, cars, trucks, trailers, tools, and construction equipment to sell on consignment. Commission is based on the total sale. Dick Hauser is also with the Ithaca Lions.
Some people think, oh, you got to donate. You don't have to donate it to us. The way that works is that if it's an item that's going to sell for less than $15, we do consider that a donation. But if it's anything above that, we have a regular fee schedule, and it starts out at $16 to $250 at 15%, and then from $251 to $1,500 is 10, and then $1,500 on up to $5,000 is 5%. So it's really cheaper than what you could have an auction on your own. So if there's a small farmer out there that would kind of like to liquidate his line, we'd be happy to take that in.
Please note, tires and electronics are typically not accepted. Consignment items, again, registered by this Wednesday, April 17th, can be advertised.
We've learned that it doesn't pay to bring TVs out because they will not sell. Most electronic stuff is questionable, but hand tools tend to sell quite well, so that's not a problem. And the other thing that we don't take is tires. The reason for that, of course, is if they don't sell, then there's a disposal fee, and we'd have to charge that back to you, so we just say don't mess with tires. Now, if you've got a tire mounted on a rim that's a pretty good shape, that's something different. We could possibly take that and use that for an auction item.
Kurt Monson is returning as this year's auctioneer, and lunch will be provided by the Ithaca Lions Club. All items will be accepted at the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th, from 8 to 5, and Sunday, April 28th, from 8 until 9:30. Selling at the annual Ithaca Lions consignment auction will start at 11 Sunday, April 28th, at the Richland County Fairgrounds, with the farm equipment auction starting around 1:30. For more information or to consign an item, contact Fred Fry at 608-585-2921, Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808, or Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. It's tax day, the last day to submit tax returns or to file an extension. The IRS is promoting the customer service improvements the agency rolled out since receiving tens of billions in new funding dollars through Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. The IRS says call wait times have been cut down to 3 minutes this tax season, compared with the average 28 minutes in 2022. That has saved taxpayers 1.4 million hours of hold time, and the agency has answered 3 million more calls compared with the same time frame. Also, an updated Where's My Refund tool giving more specific information about taxpayers' refunds in plain language was rolled out to 31 million views online. During National Volunteer Month this month, the American Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors, and those giving platelets are needed now to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patients' care this spring. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect about 12,000 blood donations every single day. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, volunteer donors are essential in transfusion care. Blood drives and donation centers also depend on the generosity and valuable time of those who make it possible for the Red Cross to help people in need. Two blood drives will be held this week in the area. The first is today from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. The second will be held Friday from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Spring into action. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Support kinship and enjoy a spaghetti supper at the same time. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club will host a spaghetti supper tonight from 4:30 to 7 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. A free will offering will be taken with proceeds benefiting Kinship of Richland County, an organization working to provide a mentor family for girls and boys in the area. Carryouts and curbside pickup will also be available by calling 608-649-7469. Richland County Highway Department has noticed a need to initiate a higher level of maintenance regarding rural roadside vegetation management, primarily the eradication of noxious invasive plant species. Invasive species within the road right-of-way and adjacent properties can pose significant health risks to highway workers, utility workers, emergency responders, and anyone else utilizing the right-of-way. In the coming month, you may notice crews spraying these areas to help control and eradicate wild parsnip and other harmful invasive weed species. Crews have been trained and certified in applying Environmental Protection Agency certified herbicides. These herbicides are plant-specific and will not hurt native plants. This means grasses, milkweed, and other native plants will flourish, helping out wildlife and pollinators. The Richland County Highway Department's intention is to spray all state roads. The window of opportunity will be dictated by the weather. However, they anticipate 3 weeks of spraying beginning today. For more information, contact the Richland County Highway Shop at 608-647-4707 or State Superintendent Lonnie Hatch at 608-604-7623. The Department of Workforce Development Wisconsin Fast Forward Grant is available to help prepare students for high-demand careers. Up to $504,000 in grant funds are available to Wisconsin school districts through the Expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. The funds support projects to train students to use advanced manufacturing tools and equipment. Award amounts range from $5,000 to $50,000. These grants reimburse school districts for the cost of purchasing and installing technical education equipment used in vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing fields. Funds also cover the cost for equipment operation software and instructional materials. Grants support technical education and reduce higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Applications must be sent by 3 o'clock this Tuesday. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward program website at wisconsinfastforward.com. The Bad Axe Watershed Stewards will host Soil, Pit Health, and Learning Day Wednesday. The program will be hosted by the Dave, Kathy, and Kent McClurg Farm on Highway 56 in Viroqua. High school youth and their teachers are invited to learn about soils, soil conservation practices, and access to soil pits to learn for FFA land judging from 10 to noon. Lunch will be provided for students and farmers from noon to 1. Farmers are invited to learn from Jamie Patton with NRCS to discuss soil health and what we can learn from soil pit from 1 to 3. Contact Travis at 608-633-1981 or Kevin Larson at 608-606-0984 with questions or to make school reservations. It's 69 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof. Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Michael Slick Laufenberg, 76 of Montfort, died Thursday at home. A memorial service will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at the Montfort United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the Montfort United Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of plants and flowers, donations may be made to the UW Health Transplant Center, National Kidney Foundation, or American Heart Association. The Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort is assisting the family. Mike Laufenberg is survived by his wife Helen, two children, Aaron and Anna Marie Laufenberg, and Trina and Justin Pettit. Two grandchildren, siblings, Dennis and Linda Laufenberg, Pat and Monty Slapak, Donna and Dave Roker, and Susan Welsh. Also many other family and friends. Michael Slick Laufenberg, 76, of Montfort. Jim Carl Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center, died Sunday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until 2. Jim Waterman is survived by two daughters, Penny McLeod and Bob Muller of Muscadet, and Paula and David Olson of Wausau. Five grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, a brother, Bill and Pat Waterman of Tampa Bay, Florida, a sister, Carol and Dan Dugan of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Elaine Waterman of Madison, and Barb and Richard Riddle of Toma, and many family and friends. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements. Ken Stanichka is survived by his siblings, Dorothy Holloway of Plain, Daniel and Janelle Stanichka of Lone Rock, Betty and Mike Foley of Poplar Grove, Illinois, and Ronald Stanichka of Muscadet. Sisters-in-law, Helen Stanichka, Mary Ann Stanichka, Karen Stanichka, and Cheryl Goplin. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3 with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Ida Ward is survived by six children, Andy and Cheryl Ward of Madison, Randy Ward of Fox Lake, Illinois, Marcia and Jeff Everson of Waukesha, Beverly and Clifford Hitz of Hazel Green, Anita and George Wachuta of Brooklyn, and Nancy and Jeff Wetter of Benton. 13 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, one great-great-granddaughter, a brother, Art and Sandy Haynes of Sheridan, Wyoming, two sisters, Ruby Hay of Beloit and Darlene and Christopher Gerton of Apache Junction, Arizona, and sister-in-law, Sherry Haynes of Janesville. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 7th at 11 o'clock at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family. Lisa Everson is survived by her son, Chad and Crystal Everson of DeSoto, a grandson, her parents, Harold and Linda Everson of DeSoto, four sisters, Lori and Tim Manning of Lansing, Iowa, Jeanette and Eric Wunsch of La Crosse, Lynn and Rich Tully of Stoddard, and Julie and Steve Ingram of La Crescent, Minnesota. 12 nieces and nephews, and 12 great-nieces and nephews. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jeff and Sandy Bryce and Dennis and Karen Welsh. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, enjoy the beautiful conditions out there today. Get out and take advantage of the sunshine and mild conditions as a major storm system is brewing out in the Rocky Mountains and Western Plains. That'll be sliding northeast, bringing us increasing clouds, strong winds, eventually some periods of heavy rain starting up tomorrow, and even a few thunderstorms. Right now, the greatest risk of severe weather looks to go south of Wisconsin. Places like Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois could have quite an outbreak tomorrow. High winds, large hail and tornadoes, and a very small chance of a strong or severe storm up into our neck of the woods, especially the southern portion of the listening area. So definitely keep a close eye on the situation and listen in here for updates. This system could bring us at least an inch and a half of rainfall with some locally higher amounts. Most of that rain should taper down by late Wednesday afternoon. There could be another weak system diving in from the northwest for Thursday with a couple of light showers. After that, dry conditions Friday into the weekend, but it will be on the cool side as well. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Sunshine to a few scattered clouds later. Temperatures topping out in the low 70s. North to northeast wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds and turning breezy, low at 44. Tomorrow, cloudy and windy with scattered rain becoming widespread by afternoon. Thunderstorms also possible with a high of 62. East wind between 18 and 35 miles an hour. Tuesday night, blustery with rain and thunderstorms, low at 49. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon. High temperature about 62. As we head into Thursday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light showers by midday, especially southern areas. Low at 43 with a high of 57. Friday, partly sunny and cool, low in the mid-30s, high near 53. Saturday, continued chilly, but a good amount of sunshine, low 31 with a high of 52. And Sunday, mostly sunny, low near 30 with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 81, our low this morning was 41. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 69. The record high for this date was set in 2002 at 88. The record low is 20. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 50. Sunset today will be at 7:44 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:18. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is at 29.98 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Bird flu apparently is not just for the birds anymore. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You've likely heard the reports that highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu for short, has been reported in dairy animals and other mammals, including humans. According to Rosemary Sifford of the USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, it doesn't appear to be as much of an issue as bird cases.
So far, it appears that the cattle are able to recover after a couple of weeks, go back into the milking herd. And so at this point, we do not expect to need to depopulate cattle.
The disease is not fatal to cattle like it is for birds, Sifford says.
The primary symptoms in dairy cattle are loss of appetite going off feed and then a dramatic drop in milk production. And some of the cattle occasionally showed a slight fever.
Still, says Sifford, USDA is keeping an eye on the situation.
We have epidemiologists who are working with producers to gather up information, and we're working with our state animal health officials to get samples into the lab for testing. All of that information helps us to understand much more clearly what role high path avian influenza is playing in this overall illness in dairy cattle and what we can do to more effectively prevent it in the future.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Some members of the House have formed a specialty crop caucus. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has created the Congressional Specialty Crops Caucus to build support for farm bill priorities. Michigan Democrat Elisa Slotkin says she expects the caucus to also advocate for small farms.
We need to make sure particularly our small farmers can survive. We need to make sure we're looking at the next generation of farmers. And while that may be easier to identify in a big farm with thousands and thousands of acres, a lot of our specialty crop farmers are smaller farms.
Slotkin tells Brownfield farm labor issues need large-scale, comprehensive legislation to make meaningful reform.
We're dealing with Band-Aids, and I know for myself, talking to farmers, everyone wants to pay their labor more, but you got to be making more profits to pay your people.
California Republican David Valadao says labor costs are impacting the nation's food production.
It's gotten to the point where farmers can't afford to actually package some of the fruits and vegetables. They'll leave stuff out there in the field instead of paying the labor to put it in a box and try to sell it at a loss.
The U.S. House has twice passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, but it stalled in the Senate. Lawmakers say they hope to mark up the bill before Memorial Day. A climatologist says weather preparedness for farmers and ranchers goes beyond monitoring severe storms. Brian Fuchs with the National Drought Mitigation Center says warm and dry conditions in the spring can lead to increased risk of wildfires.
All that dormant, dead, dried out vegetation that's there, and then you couple that with the wind that we've been getting here over the last couple weeks, a lot of that is definitely fuel for the fire, so to speak.
He tells Brownfield it doesn't take much to create a situation that gets out of hand. The USDA's cancellation of the July cattle inventory report leaves the industry with less data, and an ag economist says that's a concern. University of Missouri Scott Brown says, especially when considering the current cattle cycle.
There's so much discussion about when are we going to start growing? When are we going to see the cow herd try to expand? Missing the July data is potentially problematic. If we try to start to grow as we go further here the next few months.
He tells Brownfield the next inventory report isn't scheduled until January of next year, and a lot can happen in a year's time. The USDA reports a sale of 165,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico. 135,000 tons of that will go this marketing year, the remaining 30,000 tons next marketing year, which starts September 1st. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Have you ever met a nematode?
Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
A slow start to the week for cash cattle and hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet, typical for a Monday as buyers and sellers are readying for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices haven't surfaced, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Last week, live deals in the South ranged from $181 to $185, mostly $182, $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North had a full range of $293 to $301, mostly $293, which is $2 to $4 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light off. Range choice up 54 cents at $301.11. Select is 25 cents higher at $295.79. In Iowa last week, feeder steers under 750 pounds were $8 to $10 lower, and steers over 750 pounds were $2 to $6 lower. Feeder heifers were $10 to $12 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for all weights of steers and heifers. The best demand was on light cattle. Medium and large one feeder steers, 552 to 598 pounds, brought $270 to $330. Feeder steers, 702 to 744 pounds, brought $230 to $286. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 652 to 697 pounds, brought $228 to $256.50, and feeder heifer, 700 to 748 pounds, brought $210 to $250.50. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were very few negotiated purchases. Processors just aren't in any hurry to get business going this week, which has been the trend recently. Demand remains a bright spot for the U.S. pork industry, both on the global market and domestically, as summer grilling season is right around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which were up again last week. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 lower at midday at $52. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.10 at $104.30. Bellies jumped more than $19 to start the day. Ribs were also sharply higher. Hams were firm. Picnics, loins, and butts were lower to sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune at Tim's Auction Realty. Let's hear results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale in a good crowd. Large squares topped at $255 a ton, and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have three online-only auctions up right now. Coin auction ends at 5 p.m. Guns, tools, and more ending at 6 p.m. April 17th. We also have a John Deere items, antique tools, household collectibles, and much more ending April 24th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit taking and technical selling. There's also some spillover from bean meal and crude oil, with beans watching South American harvest activity. Stateside, the USDA's expected report planning is getting underway. That report's out at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. May beans are down 17 at 11.57, July 16 and a quarter lower at 11.70 and a half. May bean meal's down 7.50 at 3.36.90. May soybean oil's now 33 lower at 45.56. Corn's down with rain in the forecast for parts of the Corn Belt, delaying planting but recharging soil moisture. Weekend rain in Argentina and Brazil was solid ahead of an expected drier pattern. May corn's 4 lower at 431 and a half. July's down 3 and a quarter at 444. And wheat's lower with the dollar holding near multi-month highs, further limiting the already slow U.S. export demand. U.S. winter wheat conditions are expected to be down in the week. May beans are 5 and 3 quarters lower at 550 and a quarter. Or rather, that's May Chicago that's down 6 at 550. May Kansas City 7 and a quarter lower at 582 and a half. May Minneapolis wheat's 5 and 3 quarters lower at 637. Cattle are up sharply on oversold signals, with feeders getting additional support from the lower corn. Box beef was up modestly at midday. June live's 280 higher at 174.27. August is up 295 at 171.70. May feeders are 495 higher at 239.15. And adjusting spreads with cash lower and pork up sharply at midday. June hogs are 12 higher at 102.20. July lean's down 77 at 103.47. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Work that goes into keeping your favorite fruits protected from the weather. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Like farmers who raise corn and soybeans, farmers who raise produce also are at the mercy of weather. Austin Flam with Flam Orchards raises strawberries, peaches, and apples in southwestern Illinois. He says those March and April months can be a little worrisome.
Spring frost, they can be pretty detrimental if you're not careful. A lot of it's out of our control. With our strawberry crop, we have the ability to put covers on them and irrigate over the top and form a layer of ice, which provides insulation. It traps the radiant ground heat. We can raise the temperature on our strawberry beds and keep the blooms alive easier there. In our orchards, though, with apples and peaches,
cold weather, you're kind of at Mother Nature's mercy, and you just hope that it doesn't get too cold at the wrong time. And we feel so far in 24 that although we've had a little bit of kill from frost, we haven't had crop failure from it. We still have a good crop, and we feel like we're finally at the point in the year that you can kind of take a sigh of relief and say, okay, we're going to make it this year. Now we got to move on to the next task.
Which Flam says is raising the crop and then finding a market to sell it. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing excellent